This is CPR and KRCC. I'm Joanne Allen. About half of Coloradans have gotten their first dose of vaccine, and 38% are fully vaccinated. State Chief Medical Officer Dr. Eric France says they're now focusing on a new area of the population.
Those who would be vaccinated if it were more convenient and was more available.
France says they're partnering with local officials to get more people vaccinated. About 30 military police officers with the Colorado Army National Guard are returning from the Middle East. CPR's Dan Boyce reports.
The 220th Military Police Company will be the guests of honor at a welcome home ceremony Sunday at the Denver Armory. The soldiers have been supporting U.S. ground troops in the Middle East. In 2003 and 2008, they were deployed on combat missions, and in 2014, soldiers from the 220th spent a year at Guantanamo Bay. They've also helped with stateside disaster relief, including during Hurricane Katrina and a number of fires and floods in Colorado. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
President Biden wants $109 billion to pay for free community college. State Community College Board member Landon Mascareñas says it'll encourage more people to get post-secondary degrees.
It's critical for our workforce. It's critical for our economy in Colorado.
Biden wants to raise taxes on the rich to pay for the plan. Republicans oppose that idea. Colorado Springs at 66 degrees, Vail at 63, Grand Junction 72, Denver 63. This is CPR and KRCC.